This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In New York today, the paralyzed actor Christopher Reeve will demonstrate the remarkable capabilities of an experimental medical device he's been using since February. He'll make a speech at his foundation's annual fundraiser, and he'll do it without an external ventilator pump and tube. That's a big achievement. For the first time since his injury in a horseback riding accident 8 years ago, he can now breathe normally for hours at a time, thanks to an implant in his diaphragm. This is the latest in a series of events, detailed in a recent New Yorker article, that have made Christopher Reeve a leading advocate for research into spinal cord injury. When we spoke earlier, he from his home in New Jersey, he told me about his recovery, and I noticed immediately that his voice seemed restored to normal.
5 years after the injury, I suddenly recovered the ability to move my left index finger. And I worked with Dr. John McDonald at Washington University in St. Louis. And we went through a very intense exercise regimen, including aqua therapy and stepped up the bicycle training and electrical stimulation. And then in February of this year, I had electrodes surgically implanted on both my left and right diaphragm. That allows me to breathe normally without the ventilator. This overall recovery has allowed me to move my legs, move my arms, move individual fingers and toes, and now breathe independently with the pacemaking assistance. It's been very exciting.
You've worked with Dr. McDonald. You've worked with others. How do they account for your recovery of sensation and some ability to control your limbs when it had been thought, I believe, that those kinds of things would be beyond you due to the severity of your accident?
Yes, I was expected not to be able to move ever below my shoulders, but I just wasn't ready to accept that. And is simply exercised to see what would happen, and also to maximize my health, because spinal cord injury brings all sorts of complications, like poor circulation that leads to blood clots, pneumonia, all kinds of issues.
What's your response to people who say, well, you know, Christopher Reeve is famous, he has a fair degree of wealth, and he can afford and he can get a treatment that's just not available to ordinary people. So he's a special case, and we can't really draw general lessons from this.
Well, I would cite a number of examples of people who don't have the privileges that I do, but because of their motivation and determination, have had similar opportunities and similar success. A family with a daughter who was only 4 years old, she was born paralyzed, heard about the work that I had done with Dr. John McDonald at Washington University in St. Louis. This is a very poor family. They wanted to do something for the daughter, found out about my work with Dr. McDonald, got in touch with him, and this young girl who was only four had no sensation whatsoever. And now, after this exercise, her sensation has returned completely. Now she can crawl around on the floor, and she can sit on the side of a table and swing her legs.
I read in this article that after you do your exercises, and you do a lot of exercise, you actually can feel muscle burn.
Yes, because I have been gradually getting return to sensation, I have pretty normal feelings of muscle burn after a strenuous workout.
What did that feel like? Not just physically, but I guess mentally, spiritually even.
I have to say that These gifts of some kind of return, when they come, they are very gratifying. But I have to say that my response is, what's next? You know, let's go forward. I'm always thinking that way.
Christopher Reeve, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And best of luck with you.
Thank you very much.